Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. This is your host, Alice Fraser, speaking, the Alice Fraser from the dimension you're listening in, not the much more successful alternate Alice in the other dimension who brings you this every day. I just get these in my inbox via a glitch in the space-time continuum, and I share them with you lovely people throughout the week. For listeners who can't keep up with a daily serving of picked grunting satire, on a Saturday, I bring you this roundup of the best moments from the week. Today's episode marks Saturday the 5th of December. It is the 340th episode of 2020, this most auspicious of leap years. Coming up, you'll be comfortably traversing through the week's news with the show-stopping cast of Neil Gaiman. Yes, the Neil Gaiman ghostwriter, Neil Gaiman. Josh Gondelman, Andrew Zaltzman, and Charlie George. And we kick things off with Monday's Army News episode number 335, with intergalactic space lawyer Anuvab Pal bringing us updates of some military skirmishes across the globe in an episode which also contains some very militant Alice Fraser jokes.
I want to talk about Costa Rica. The country many years ago decided to abolish its army. So it would, I guess, defend its borders entirely with wit and sarcasm and the goodwill of its neighbors. Actually, more than a news story, I have a question for you because this thing has come up again about the idea of Costa Rica abolishing its armies and whether we need armies in countries in the other dimensions. Like where I am in Mars, we settle disputes with word games.
And knife fights. You can't forget the knife fights. I know the knife fights are so ubiquitous that you become blind to them after a while, but you do have to remember there's a lot of knife fighting on Mars.
Quite a bit, but being portly and cowardly, I usually hide behind a larger individual who's got a knife. And one of the things I've realized is never show up at a knife fight with just takeout. That's not good enough because the other guy has a knife and you've just got some Chinese food. So that's what I've realized is I'm not good at knife fights.
Can't eat Chinese food with just a knife. You need two knives.
Thank you.
You're very sharp chopsticks.
Thank you.
And now to Tuesday, episode number 336, a very special episode indeed, as the unsuccessful Neil Gaiman Children's Party impersonator Neil Gaiman spoke to Alice from the newly independent biodome known as Scotland, with news of unicorns, Picts, and Wicker Man. The episode also featured some dangerous Alice Fraser jokes.
Making things out of wicker here is, they just get into it, all the local kids, everybody, you know, they're building these big... big animals. There's a wicker sheep, and there's what looks like a actually outright just on the hill overlooking my place. Fabulous, giant man. I mean, you could actually climb into it. It would be brilliant.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. Is there any sort of just as a matter of curiosity? Is there any sort of handcuffs or sort of menacing looking bits as part of these wicker situations?
Oh, it's not kinky. It's very local. I mean, they've been doing this for a long, long time. you know, the handcuffs and things they make here are wicker handcuffs.
Well, I can't see that going wrong in any way. Just as a pure sort of, again, speculation, are they feeding you a lot?
Well, you know, you get the traditional Scottish thing of them leaving huge food hampers outside my door at 9 a.m. and at 12 and at 6 and wanting to make sure that I've eaten a lot. So yes, that's very traditional. The cheeses are fabulous. But I, you know, it is the thing here of just hospitality here on Summer Isle. You know, they say that the fantastic crops are actually due to tourists and this year, well, since the wall went up, there haven't really been any tourists allowed in. So those of us who like me, have come from outside and live here, are especially, we're very welcome. They always look so pleased to see me. And everybody's talking about, you know, they're looking forward to the solstice, the 21st. And I can't wait to see what they do here.
On Wednesday's episode number 337, tech bajillionaire and disruptor Josh Gondelman had Christmas tech news for us for this season of jollification, including his astonishingly new innovation for the perfect Christmas gift. As you'd expect, Wednesday's episode contains some very festive Alice Fraser humour.
You've heard of the real doll, I imagine.
I have.
Well, I've invented the real doll, spelled R-E-E-L. That is a big mouth Billy Bass that you can make love to. It's got incredibly realistic fish scales. If you're a big Shape of Water fan, as I imagine, people saw the Shape of Water when it came out 2-3 years ago. It won the Oscar. And they're like, when is there a fish that I can have sex with safely, legally? So we've got incredibly realistic fish scales, incredibly realistic fish mouth, to use however you feel compelled to. Real doll, a big mouth Billy Bass you can make love to. And then afterwards, it sings you I Feel Good by James Brown. I don't know what more there is to want from a Christmas gift.
On Thursday's episode number 338, celebrity Andrew Zaltzman dined out on some excellent restaurant news as the hospitality sector continues to evolve to survive. Needless to say, the episode also featured some delectable Alice Fraser hors d'oeuvres.
Obviously, governments around the world are trying to sort of support the restaurant sector. It was very much a product of humanity's triumph in the Cold War and through science. The need, the basic human need to spend a lot of money on food that we could have cooked at home, which was something that we didn't realise we needed to do as a species until relatively recently in our evolutionary history. But to get people eating out again. Well, certainly here in Britain, they've just introduced compulsory restaurant booking. So it's a bit like jury service. You just get a letter saying, oh, I've got one this morning, so I've got to go to Frank and Enid's all-you-can-eat Mexican buffet in Croydon every night for the next 2 weeks, which is quite annoying because my wife got the fat duck in Bray. So, but anyway, it's, you know, just the luck of the draw, isn't it?
And to wrap up the week on Friday, episode 339, Charlie George told us how the natural world is fighting back. It's either healing or it's coming for us. Naturally, this episode also included some Alice Fraser jokes read in tooth and claw.
Many people believe that during this global pandemic that the slowing of human activity and the curtailment of our near constant need for production and growth has resulted in evidence that nature is healing. But could there be something more sinister at play? Could it be that nature is in fact trying to do away with us because it's thoroughly tired of our shit? Famous botanist Alan Mina Vera believes nature could in fact be growing inhospitably to keep us out. She has discovered a former industrial landscape in Wales that has recently been reclaimed in a series of somewhat unusual environmental acts, leading some locals to question, is nature secretly communist? Where once lay a cobbled pathway to an old factory that had plans to be converted into a shiny new co-working space for the laptop elite now lays a floor of actual lava. Mike Thomas of Mawint says, I sort of feel like I won't be going back to work anytime soon unless I find some way to cross this burning footpath. If only there was some kind of long-standing childhood game that taught me how to deal with a situation like this.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finally, your exclusive bonus content this week comes from the Neil Gaiman with a great Thuggin story about Norman Mailer. Meanwhile, in Austria, the Austrian town of F***ing has become aware of the English meaning of its name after the 40,000th giggling tourist was arrested with their pants down near the town's Willkommen an F***ing sign. After serious deliberation, the town will abandon its ancient title and embrace the new, more tourist-friendly name of Consensual F***ing.
Is that true?
No. I mean, it's true that they're changing their name, but it's not what they're changing their name to. They're actually changing their name to F***ing, which is not much better.
It really isn't. That was the famous story of Norman Mailer, who in The Naked and the Dead used the word fug all the way through as his way of saying f**k, as his elegant, I can print this euphemism, and who apparently on being introduced to Dorothy Parker, and if it wasn't Dorothy Parker, it's attached to Dorothy Parker in my head. This is Norman Mailer. And she said, oh, you're that young man who can't spell f***.
Thank you for listening to this roundup episode of The Last Post. If you haven't already done so, why not rate us, leave a review, buy some merch. You can buy cut price rock/island 2020 t-shirts and brand new half a glass of water t-shirts. I've been advertising half a glass of water so many times this year. If you don't buy merch, I have failed. And you have failed. Go to thebuglepodcast.com and visit the merch section to buy those. If you'd like to listen to more from this week's episodes, or indeed any others from this year, there's still time to make it right. They're there in the feed, ready for your ears, mind, and heart. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and The Bugle Podcast production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's alliterative. Find me also at patreon.com/AliceFraser. For a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life, you can subscribe there for free downloads of all of my specials and for the latest news from everything Alice Fraser in this dimension. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sidekick and hench thug, the iron fist to his velvet glove, is the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. Use your Sunday restfully or usefully, and I'll talk to you again on Monday, when Neil Gaiman will join Alice to report on the Where Dragon Thunderdome finale, and I know you do not want to miss that. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com